News release. Office of Attorney General. Lansing, on Friday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced a $53 million civil settlement against Veolia North America, Veolia, resolving allegations that the engineering company contributed to the Flint water crisis. The lawsuit brought by Attorney General Nessel sought damages from Veolia for its failure to properly identify corrosion control treatment issues, which exacerbated and prolonged the water crisis. Veolia has agreed to pay $53 million to individuals represented by the law firms Levy Konigsberg, LLP and Napoli Shkolnik PLLC to settle a lawsuit filed by those individuals against Veolia. In exchange, the state of Michigan will dismiss its separate lawsuit against the company. The $53 million settlement will be distributed among approximately 26,000 individual plaintiffs who were directly impacted by the crisis, including a significant number of children. After years of drawn-out legal battles, this settlement finally closes a chapter for Flint residents, Nessel said. While no amount of money can fully repair the damage caused to the Flint community, these funds will provide additional resources to those directly impacted, especially Flint children, by this preventable crisis. The crisis began in 2014 when the city of Flint switched to the Flint River as the city's water source. The agreement comes nearly 5 years after Attorney General Nessel first announced the landmark $600+ million settlement to resolve civil litigation over the Flint water crisis against the state of Michigan, the city of Flint, McLaren Regional Medical Center, and Roe Professional Services Co. This remains the largest civil settlement in Michigan state history. More information can be found by visiting the Flint Water Official Settlement website.